This is Akashvani, the news read by Hage Ani. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of various railway projects via video conferencing. In a key move to further boost connectivity in the region, the Prime Minister inaugurated the new Jammu Railway Division. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister said the launch of rail infrastructure projects in Jammu Kashmir, Telangana and Odisha will promote tourism and add to socio-economic development in these regions. The Prime Minister added that the country is engaged in achieving the resolution of a developed India, and for this, the development of Indian railways is very important. He also said the last decade has been the decade of visible transformation of the Indian railway, and it has changed the image of the country. Amid rising concerns over an outbreak of human metapneumovirus in China, two cases of HMPV have been detected in Karnataka. The Indian Council of Medical Research has detected the two cases in a 3-month-old female infant and an 8-month-old male infant. Both infants are now recovering and neither of the affected patients have any history of international travel. The Union Health Ministry is monitoring the situation with all the available surveillance channels. Amid rising cases of human metapneumovirus in China, the World Health Organization is providing timely updates regarding the situation in China. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the Panchayat Se Parliament 2.0 program in the Central Hall of Samvidhan Sadan in New Delhi today. Around 500 elected women representatives from Panchayati Raj institutions from 20 states and union territories are participating in the program. The program aims to empower elected women representatives from scheduled tribes from constitutional provisions, parliamentary procedures and governance to foster effective leadership. Speaking on the occasion, Om Birla said, Panchayati Raj institutions are working towards the development of villages and realize the vision of self-reliant India. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired the 8th pre-budget consultation with the stakeholders and representatives from the trade unions in New Delhi today. The meeting was held ahead of the presentation of Union Budget 2025-26. The meeting was attended by Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary, Secretaries of Finance, Department of Investment and Public Asset Management, Department of Economic Affairs, Labour Ministry and Chief Economic Advisor. A meeting was held between External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan in New Delhi today. During the meeting, discussions were held on deepening of bilateral, regional and global cooperation. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he appreciated Jake Sullivan's personal contribution to forging a closer and stronger India-US partnership. India has condemned the reported airstrikes on Afghan civilians by Pakistan. In a statement, spokesperson of Ministry of External Affairs Randhir Jaiswal said, India unequivocally condemns any attack on innocent civilians. The spokesperson said it is an old practice of Pakistan to blame its neighbors for its own internal failures. In Bihar, the Prakash Parv, marking the 358th birth anniversary of Guru Gobind Singh Ji, is being celebrated with traditional gaiety and fervor at Patna Sahib. The main function is underway at the birthplace of the founder of the Khalsa Panth at Takht Sri Harmandir Sahib. The 3-day annual event Prakash Utsav, marking the Guru Maharaj's 358th birth anniversary and highlighting his timeless teachings of unity, humility and service, will conclude today. Meanwhile, President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi have greeted the people on the occasion. Cold wave conditions are prevailing across North and East India for the 4th consecutive day today, with temperatures dropping and dense fog reducing visibility in many cities. It has affected train and flight schedules. In Jammu and Kashmir, fresh snowfall has added to the intensity in the cold wave across Kashmir region, impacting normal life. The Met Department has forecast the weather is likely to improve later. In Uttarakhand, the Met Department predicted fresh snowfall in regions situated at an altitude of more than 3,300 meters. In the national capital, thunderstorm with rainfall lashed several parts this morning, bringing down the temperature. In squash, India's Anahat Singh has stormed into the finals of the British Junior Open at Birmingham in England. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.